Okay, good morning. All are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Megillah. So, the Mishnah over here begins by defining what exactly a large town is. In other words, we said previously in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday that if you have a large town, so they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. The people who live in the smaller towns, well, they get to come in. And read the Megillah on any day up as early as the 11th, and they don't have to wait until the 14th. They wouldn't have to make a second trip. So this is a huge dispensation for these communities. So how do we define what a large town is? How do we define what a small town is? So says the Mishnah Gimel, Ezohi Ir Gedolah. What is a large city? What's a large town? Kloshiish Ba'asara Batlanim. Fascinating concept. Any town in which there are 10 batlanim, 10 like idle men. The Mepharshim explained that these are 10 men who were basically paid to not work, so they could always be in shul during davening to make sure they had a minyan and so they can fulfill all the needs for a minyan. So any town that has 10 batlanim like this, they are considered a large town. Pachos mikan harei ze kfar. But if there is less than the number of there's less than 10 of these men, then it's considered a village. And these people would be allowed to go in on a Monday or Thursday before the 14th up until the 11th and read the Megillah on one of those days. That's what would be considered a kfar if it has less than 10 of these batlanim. Be'ilu amru makdim and velo ma'acharen. Regarding these days, basically, for the Megillah, that the Chachamim say that we can do the mitzvah earlier and that we don't do it later. Right? Meaning, instead of reading the Megillah on Shabbos, for example, so we read the Megillah earlier. In other words, or the Mishnah that we said yesterday said that if the 14th of Adar lands on Shabbos, so we don't read it on Shabbos, we read it on Thursday. So that's a fascinating concept because we push the mitzvah earlier. But says the Mishnah, there actually are many other mitzvahs that we do the exact opposite. Aval zman atzei kohanim, right, regarding the wood offering of the kohanim. Remember the wood offering that we were just speaking about a few days ago in Maseches Tainis. So regarding the wood offering of the Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, the Chagiga offering, the Hakel, and the Mitzvah of Hakel, when everyone used to come to Yerushalayim to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim, the exact opposite is true for all of these mitzvahs. So we've experienced this specifically with Tisha B'Av. Ma'achrin v'lo makdim, and that what? We push the mitzvah later, and we don't do it earlier. Continues the Mishnah. Even though the Chachamim said that we do the mitzvah Megillah earlier and we don't do it later, mutarin behespe du vatanios umatanos lavionim. On these earlier days when the Megillah is read, we are allowed to do things like hespedim. We can have a eulogy and we can have fasts, and you can even fulfill the mitzvah of matanos le'ev yonim. Excuse me. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imasai, when exactly do we really allow these kfarim to come in to fulfill the mitzvah Megillah up as early as the 11th of Adar? Mekom shenechnasin bashini v'chamishi. It only applies to a village, to a kfar, when the residents actually go into the main town on Monday and Thursday. Of mekom shein but if you have a town, you have a village who don't go into the main town square I'm on your Thursday, right? The average person doesn't do that. Ain't Korin Osalab is money. You can only read it in the right time in the 14th of Adar, right? So you can't start playing these games that if you never go in, but now you really want to go in to fulfill the mitzvah earlier, you can't do that. If you normally go in, then you only then can you fulfill the mitzvah earlier. Okay. Karu es haMegillah ba'Adar HaRishon, says Mishnah Dalet. If one read the Megillah in the first Adar, right, Venus Abra Hashana, and what do you know, they actually intercalated the year, they added an extra month of Adar, so Korin Osa ba'Adar HaSheni. You have to read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni, in the second Adar. And then the Mishnah concludes with a fascinating concept that we'll spend just a few moments discussing. Ein bein Adar HaRishon and the Adar HaSheni. There's no difference between the 14th and 15th of Adar and the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ela Kriyas Megillah Matanos Labiyonim. Except for the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah and the matanos levion, giving gifts to the poor. Only these things can be fulfilled in the second Adar and not the first Adar. So in other words, what the Mishnah seems to imply at first glance is that there is no difference between these 2 days except for these two mitzvahs. But the other two mitzvahs of Purim in particular, making a seuda and giving mishloach manos, so you say, oh, maybe you could do that in the first month. So the Mepharshim explained, no, that's not the case. All four of these mitzvahs must only be done in Adar Sheni. So then the obvious question is, what in the world does it mean there's no difference between these two? There are other differences between these two. So it would seem that the actual difference between these two, as Mepharshim explain, is that both the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, you are not allowed to fast, nor can you give a hesped or anything like that on all four of these days. So that is what we're seemingly trying to exclude, that these days are not different in both of these months because of that reason. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. For now, we'll stop right here.